Hey man,
Hey.
do you like really weird shows with really weird characters?
I do.
Then you're going to like this. We're going to talk about Doom Patrol,
Episode five.
five. Okay.
Is it five?
Yeah.
God. So we're one third of the way through it because I looked through. Okay, so thank you for clicking on the video. We're going to go talk about Paw Patrol. Nope.
If you little kids are thinking you're going to see a bunch of cartoon dogs.
Yeah, you're in the wrong spot.
No.
Yeah, so this episode is called Paw Patrol.
Yeah, they put patrol after every.
Yeah, after everything.
Except the pilot.
Yeah.
It's not pilot patrol.
Yeah, it's just pilot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, this one was an interesting one.
Follow on to last episode.
Yeah, follow on to, like, not even a conclusion because it didn't really conclude anything. It
kind of, sort of.
Like, so kind of spoiler-y, you know, at the last time we were talking about the big eyeball in the sky.
The D-Creator.
And then, so I'm getting a little confused. So, Can they tell time port? Because this is
Mr. Nobody can do what he wants. He's
well. Apparently, I'm starting to figure out that anything he says happens.
Yeah, pretty much. He controls reality, kind of.
So that's kind of crazy. So this is a Mr. Nobody, which is hilarious because Alan Tudyk says I haven't even been in the last two episodes.
Yeah, that was great.
That was great. Back. I was like, weren't we just talking about that? That he hasn't actually been in any last couple episodes.
Yeah, they're very self-referential, meta.
Yeah, very fourth wall breaking. So
big time.
So this one is. So the last one there was the D Creator, and then Mr. Nobody and
the Chief.
The Chief. So apparently they're talking about how he can't really control anybody if there's nobody to control, kind of thing. And so him and Chief kind of gang up.
He's kind of forced to team up with Chief.
Yeah, because there's really nothing.
Because the D-Creator is doing exactly that, decreating everything.
Yeah.
Which means Mr. Nobody will have control of
nothing.
Nothing.
Exactly. So that's the kind of thing right now. So they kind of go back in the time. Crazy Jane, you can kind of see her.
They pull some Bill and Ted.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, let's go back and remind ourselves.
Yeah, and so apparently they make her an influencer of the Recreator.
You meet another one of her identities.
Yeah.
Was it Dr. Harrison?
I think so, yeah. The one that can kind of, you know, I heard a secret.
Similar to that. She mind manipulates people.
Yeah, mind manipulates. And I was sitting there like, ooh, is the guy going to stab himself in the eyeball with a pen?
Oh, I kept waiting.
I was like, don't show it, man. I'm going to throw up. So yeah, this one was kind of interesting. So this was a very Crazy Jane heavy episode.
Right.
And this season is 15 episodes. That's what I saw on the thing. So it's a long season.
Said one third of the way through.
Yeah. Then. So it's a I guess we can keep on Cyborg bashing.
What did he do this episode?
He almost got everybody killed.
That's right.
Like literally, there was nothing for him to do. And I think maybe this is how a good way. Maybe he'll go back home. At the end. So if you watch it, because you're actually watching a review about us watching it, so you must have watched it. So at the end, the Chief and Mr. Nobody put a cult figure back in the 70s.
They created a cult figure.
They created a cult figure of this doctor lady that can mind manipulate.
Crazy Jane's one of her personas.
One of her personas, and apparently, you know, she had some rough time in that mental institution.
Yeah,
so.
She created her own cult.
Yeah, so a bunch of crazy people.
and they named their deity?
The Recreator.
And he even mentions that as being a...
Yeah, I was like, really?
Didn't have time to think about it.
So yeah, I mean, and the thing is, at the end, there was nothing really accomplished. It was a staring contest, that's what it said.
Well, so, the Recreator kind of put each other in checkmate.
Yeah.
So Recreator and Decreator, it was really weird with the two eyeballs.
Yeah, the two
eyeballs. And then they turned to look at each other.
And it's just like, Okay, but what
they're
happened?
Still
to,
there.
Yeah, they're still there, and this is kind of where, when you have such a big universe, this is kind of where it bothers me, because if you have a gigantic eyeball in the sky, and now you have two gigantic eyeballs in the sky, and nobody of the big guys are coming around to saying, "Hey, what's going on?" I mean, Superman needs to stop like saving people falling off things and get to work here, or even Batman, or even anybody.
And one of their mystical characters you think would show up and say, "Hey, I know this guy. Yeah. This is the D creator. We need to do this to get." Yeah. And then it must not have been that big a deal, because Willoughby Kipling just checked out.
Said bye.
Like, "Hey, man. Later."
So
make it a portal.
Apparently, those two big eyeballs floating in the sky is totally cool. Now that they keep each other in check, you still have two big eyeballs in the sky. That, you know, what happens if the recreator stopped working?
Or one of them blinks.
Yep. Jeez. So this was probably one of my least favorite episodes, because it was, you know, I mean, they skipped Nernheim.
So. One thing they got out of Nernheim.
Yeah, that's what I said.
They busted out.
Yeah, they
you escaped. Find out it was, well, yeah. Spoilers.
But like I said, you're watching us review it, but so go watch it and review it with us.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nernheim was in a snow globe.
It was in a snow globe, and which is funny, because the guy knew about it all the time. He just didn't see it. But apparently... So how the D creator, this tattoos was on this kid when he turns 18. So what they did is they decided, hey, let's do that on the recreator with the same.
But let's not make it obvious.
Let's not make it obvious, and let's make it secretive. So they put it on a dog, and the only way you can read it is by a bell, which is like. So yeah, but like I said, a very crazy Jane heavy. Show, and I think you get a little bit more into her personas. I think, and then I, at the end, this is how she meets Chief. So apparently, I guess they just give these people to Chief to what? Mind meld them kind of thing?
I think Chief seeks them out.
Yeah.
He's trying to put his team together.
Yeah.
The cool thing is you get to see Baphomet again.
The blue horsehead. Yeah,
and
Chief and Baphomet had a little thing going on.
She's very fond of Chief.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. Chief is like, whoa, that's like kind of...
Chief might be into bestiality.
Mysticalbestiality.com. Don't look that up. Just don't do it.
Yeah, don't Google that.
Don't Google that at all. You'll be on some FBI search.
You can't unsee what will come up on Google.
Oh, there's
search.
Probably some fan art right out there. So, yeah, so a very interesting episode. Like I said, you know, this is not a cut and paste show. This is really all over the place. And again, Cyborg didn't need to be there. I think they're putting maybe an episode of Cyborg, because at the end it was very Cyborg related. I guess his body went into SOS mode because Robot Man's all like, "I'm pressing it. Screw you, kid. This is gonna be for your own good."
Yeah.
Which I don't know why he had such an issue with it, but
he doesn't want to show Daddy he's a failure.
Yeah. But
he is.
Yeah.
I mean,
constantly.
You blew your freaking arm cannon up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. You might want to go get some help, man. Suck it up, Buttercup.
Yeah. It's another. He didn't need to be there, and then. So it was like one of my least favorite ones, because it didn't really do anything for me, especially at the end. They didn't solve anything. It was just like, oh, there you go, recreator. It just balances each other out. You still have two floating eyeballs over a freaking city. You don't think that'll freak people out or not?
But they check each other.
Yeah, they,
so it's okay.
It's okay. It's cool. It's just floating eyeballs. You only see it from that side up. I want to see it from the bottom side.
Like you said, you had more Cyborg doing nothing.
More Cyborg doing nothing.
More Negative Man feeling sorry for himself.
Yeah, especially doing the whole cradle at the end. Like, yeah.
You had Rita again just trying to find her emotions, which she really doesn't have any.
Yeah.
And Robot Man just walking around swearing a lot.
Yeah. Trying to get with Crazy Jane.
What the?
Yeah.
Signature phrase for him.
Yeah. What the F.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like I said, big Crazy Jane episode. But, like, I mean, we have 64 personalities we need to get through, and we only have season 5, and we only got through maybe 6 of them. So,
and so far, she's probably the more interesting character to me.
Yeah.
Because I don't think she controls which personas come to the surface. They kind of...
So, I'm just kind of curious if the English girl is her original person.
Kay, I think, is her original one. I don't know where the English one came from, and I don't even know what her powers are. Yeah. She never used them.
So, yeah, that's... because I know when they were in Nurnheim, she was a kid, so there was something must have happened when she was a kid that made her split into so many personalities. But, like I said, very heavy on Crazy Jane. Not one of my favorites because, like I said, there was... And the other thing is that these are hour-long shows. They're not, like... 20, 30 minute shows. No commercials. So they are straight up like, this was like 55, 56 minutes. So you do have a lot of things in, but I think, you know, if you get along with, you know, come on, you know, and then you get to see Chief, but now Chief walks and now Chief goes back. So it's a little weird. And I think the characters of Doom Patrol are having a bit as much, they're trying to follow this story as much as they can also, but they're having problems with it. They're like, oh, now you walk? What's going on? And now you're back, and now you have to go again? It's like, yeah. So I guess Mr. Nobody's really messing with everybody. And so Mr. Robot now is has, like, the doctor kind of, he's telling, at the end, they want to, what is it, Mr. Nobody is telling her, apparently, they don't know they are Doom Patrol.
No,
she's at the end. It's like
Hangman's daughter doing the painting where her paintings,
yeah,
I guess, reveal stuff to her.
Or like come to life or something like that.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, apparently they don't know that they are called Doom Patrol. Because she's all like, what's Doom Patrol? And it just clicked on me. It's like, oh, they didn't, like, they don't really even have a name. So
no, they just are.
They're just Doom Patrol.
Some dudes who are hanging out together trying to find their friend.
So, yeah, I think, but I'm kind of curious why Mr. Nobody is doing that.
Well, if you read the comics, you know, there's a big history between him and Chief. They don't like each other.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Much.
So, yeah. You know, what was your feelings about it?
I agree with you. It's not my favorite Doom Patrol episode.
But not your worst.
But that being said, I think even the worst Doom Patrol episode has been better than a lot of the drivel that's on TV right now.
I mean, as far as superhero, I like this fourth wall breaking. I like Alan Tudyk, and you can actually see Alan Tudyk, which is because I guess he's in some realm or whatever. But it's an interesting one, which I love the first time you see Alan Tudyk. It's like, I wasn't even in the last two episodes, so it's fun. It's like one of those things. He knows that he's in a show, but he also can alter reality and go through reality and time and space and stuff like that. So yeah, it's kind of
don't try to follow a storyline because they aren't. They're just.
But I would imagine that you know, you're going to start distorting timelines. Then are they in the same timeline? Are they in a different timeline? So this is Future Man all over again, man.
Futterman.
Yep.
I still liked it more than I do most shows, even though it wasn't my favorite Doom Patrol episode. Yeah. I'm hoping we're going to finally get to see maybe inside Crazy Jane's mind. Because in the comics, there's a few times you actually get to see. There's a dude who's like the conductor. He takes you through.
Yeah, they said it was like a subway.
And you see. Well, there's some parts you can't even see. They tell you. They tell the characters to shield their eyes so they don't see this one plane of existence where this weird character's at, because it can cause you to die.
Wow. Yeah.
She's got some bad juju in her head.
Yeah, everybody's got their skeletons, and she has literally
64
of them, so there we go. We'll be ready for the next one. There was a little preview out there, but the preview doesn't really give you anything for next week.
And they don't. They give you enough to make you go,
That's interesting. But what do you guys think? Do you guys love it or hate it just as well as we did? Are you still wondering what the heck Cyborg is doing there.
Oh, jeez, Cyborg. Go home, Victor.
Go home, and hopefully this SOS will make him go home. his dad will come pick him up.
I hope his dad grounds him.
Exactly.
You're grounded to Star Labs.
It's like when your parents come pick you up from the principal's office. Like, oh, man. So, yeah. So, why don't you guys comment down below. Do you agree or disagree with us? Go watch it again. Again, try to figure out what Cyborg is doing there. And comment down below. And while you're down there, it's probably a good idea to hit that subscribe button.
Please do.
Please do.
Hit that bell icon so you're notified every time we put up a new episode.
And I think that's enough for us. We will see you at episode 6. My name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I am Troy, also with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I'll see you nerds later.
Dropping the mic.
Ah.
Later, nerds. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.